There are 43,000 Czechs working legally abroad in the EU's 15 oldest member states. A study conducted by the Research Institute for Labour and Social Affairs found that the most popular countries for Czechs looking to work abroad were Germany, Austria and Great Britain. The study found that the Czech Republic actually had a rather low migration rate. The number of Czechs working abroad only made up 0.43% of the country's overall population. According to the research, Czechs were put off working abroad by the need to master a foreign language and the anticipated necessity of accepting menial work in a foreign country. This was coupled with rising living standards and wages at home, the study found.
The Czech National Bank wants to freeze all proceeds generated by the privatisation of state assets so as to reduce the flow of money into the Czech economy, the newspaper E15 reported this week. In practice, this would mean that the money generated by the sale of shares in Czech Airlines, the Czech Post Office and the Budějovický Budvar Brewery would be deposited in a special national bank or finance ministry account. This in turn would mean that such sums would not be converted into crowns, and so the demand for Czech currency, which leads to a strengthening of the crown, would not increase further. A spokesman for the finance ministry confirmed that talks were underway with the National Bank concerning the matter.
The Czech Republic's biggest chain of record shops, Bontonland, announced this week that it was to shut 5 of its stores around the country. The closures amount to a sixth of Bontonland's overall number of outlets. The chain said that it would now focus increasingly on internet sales and that the closures were a result of the growing trend amongst customers to buy their music over the internet. The firm said that in the past year, internet sales had risen by over 50%. But if you like nothing more than perusing shelves of CDs, then never fear, there will still be 7 branches of Bontonland left in Prague alone.
In related news, the number of people to visit Czech websites has risen in the last 2 years by over 1.5 million. Now it is thought that there are over 4.5 million Czechs regularly using the internet. Media Research, who conducted the study, said that internet literacy had risen sharply in the Czech Republic over the last couple of years. The time that Czechs spent on the internet over this period went up as well. Czechs spend on average 21 hours and 20 minutes on the web each month, which is more than double the figure recorded 2 years ago. The most popular websites in the Czech Republic are currently the search engine Seznam, followed by the news websites iDnes and Novinky.cz, respectively.
Czech railways are failing to inform their clients about discounts they are entitled to, Hospodářské noviny has reported. According to the Daily, the state-run railway operator has a policy of hushing up its discount fares and selling passengers standard price tickets should they fail to ask for something cheaper. The company responds that it is not the job of the ticket seller to run through all of the different tariffs available with each customer. It points out that there are information desks where consultation is offered. The newspaper accuses Czech railways of being stubborn in refusing to introduce a sales method which would automatically show cashiers the cheapest possible ticket available for any one route. Czech railways have come under criticism in the past for their complicated system of discounts, which experts say is not user-friendly.